The following is a 1250 WTMA special presentation.
Hi, this is John Quincy with another hour of the history of TMA. Last hour on the history of TMA, we heard an hour of the Dan Moon Show from 1994 with special guest host Booby Nash from WTMA's Top 40 Days. Now, let's hear the second hour of that broadcast as we continue with the history of TMA.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.
We want Dan! We want Dan! Oh, shut up and sit down, please. Where's the old man that's usually here?
Never mind.
We want that guy who's got a good opinion of himself.
Shut up.
He's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for entertainment like you've never heard it. Thank God.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the star of our program tonight, America's favorite uncle, Booby Nash.
Thank you, and good evening to the Booby Nash Radio Show, Graham. I'm Booby Nash, and
Wait a minute.
I'm Booby Nash.
No, I'm Booby Nash. You see,
can you be Booby Nash when I'm Booby Nash?
I don't know who you are.
I'm Booby Nash.
Look as good as I do. How could you be Booby Nash?
Now, wait a minute.
For you, I'd wait an hour.
Now,
that's my line.
Now,
you stole my... No, I'm
Booby Nash.
I was sitting in the chair before you,
folks,
and I'm Booby
Nash. I'm the real Booby Nash.
No, you aren't.
Folks, don't believe me.
Don't believe me.
I'm Booby Nash.
Wait a minute. Will the real Booby Nash sit down and shut up?
And to think I was paid to do all that.
I know.
And the only thing they could tell me about that bit was, you talk an awful lot, don't you? And as we said before, TMA became a talk station, so I won. Because the biggest complaint was that the jocks always talk too much. Play the music, play the music, right. Don't talk too much.
We assumed that no one knew how to tell time.
That's right. We gave the temperature, but, every station gave the temperature, so we made ours different. We gave the street level temperature. That was the big thing in that day. I never knew what the street level, I used to tell them, street level temperature is 73 degrees, but up on the sidewalk it's 82. But that was the going thing. You had to come up with these clever little things to make people listen. Let's see what business I have to take care of here. I guess we can go right to the phone. Ted is on the telephone, folks. Hi, Ted.
Yes, I have a couple of questions for you, Booby.
Okay.
Did I understand you to say that you started in the Charleston market in 1966?
That's when I came. I didn't start in this market. I started in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
Well, actually, I started with Armed Forces Radio.
But... Okay. Are you a native of Berkeley County, or did you spend some time in Berkeley County, go to school there?
I might have been arrested there once.
Berkeley County Jail, I was going to say.
No, I was never with Berkeley County at all. It was I came into town and immediately moved on James Island. Then I moved downtown for a while. And back to James Island. I'm a James Island boy since I've been here.
I see. Well, my wife had the idea that she might have known you in at Macedonia High School, and she
said... It's not my fault, Ted.
Yeah, right. She doesn't hold it against you.
I didn't... Well, I could say something, but I'm not going to.
Right. And it was a different name, of course, But is...
My name is Bob. Bob Nash.
Bob Nash.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
okay.
No, much difference from Booby. I've been called worse than that. But.
Right. Well, did you ever work any at the Target Drive-In, or was that defunct by the time you started?
No, it was around, but I don't remember working it.
TMA did a lot of programs from the Target.
Oh, let me mention this then. What you're probably thinking about
is...
Roof. Yeah, a lot of people think that I'm the one who did the Piggy Park broadcast,
okay.
And I wasn't, and I never knew who did them, but I found out recently who did them, because everybody would say, I remember, Booby, when you were up at Piggy Park, and I'd say yes, thank you, because, I didn't know what to say. You don't want to tell people they're a liar, but it was Dan Moon who sat up there and did those live shows.
But not the Target.
I don't know if anybody did the Target.
Oh, yeah, they did back in 58, 59, 60.
Is that the place where they had the roller skates? You had a roller skate? I'm not sure
about that, but it was on the right-hand side of the dual lane up near where Buck Cannon Volkswagen was for years, yeah. Right in that area.
That sounds not exciting, Ted.
Not too far from the Port Theater that you referred to earlier.
Yeah. How old are you, Ted?
Probably about your age. I'll admit it, 56.
Come on.
About
my
your age, bro.
Age.
How do you like that?
When I get your age, I hope I look as good as you do. I'm 55.
But we used to pick you up in Jamestown or TMA, and that was the favorite station. That's when I was.
I was going to say I never got picked up in Jamestown.
Right.
There was other towns I did get picked up in, but that wasn't one of them.
And believe it or not, this was the Jamestown Air Force Base. There were four of us stationed there at a fire tower in Jamestown.
Yeah.
And those were fond memories, and TMA was the favorite station in those days.
Well, Ted, since then, have you gotten a life?
Yeah, I've tried to put it together, and still working on it.
Thanks an awful lot for calling,
sure
Ted.
Sure thing. Have fun.
Okay, you people on the telephone, we're going to get to you. Remember, we're going to be discussing, is it true that President Clinton called on God? And we'll discuss that sometime this hour with someone who knows the facts and the figures. I read that in the paper this morning. I said, my goodness, what is this world coming to? What about separation of church and state? I mean, he's calling on God.
You know, this guy trusted me so much back in the early
come on into the mic. You had to. This is radio. Yeah, we don't look radio. At you. Oh, we talk. We talk. Here.
This guy bought a used car for me.
Yes,
you remember that?
I did, and I never did get even for that either.
The boob special. The big boob special.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know you bought it from Frank.
Who were we going to? I was going to talk to someone. Bruce Roberts is here. We want to mention Bruce Roberts' name because his mother's listening. That's the only reason. Bruce has been a chief engineer. We used to call him the chief engineer because we only had one. Yeah, that's right. Remember? And he would always walk around the radio station saying, where's my screwdriver? Where's my screwdriver? And we'd have to say, Bruce, you already drank it. And then he'd remember. Do we have any? Oh, Sharon. Sharon's on the telephone. Sharon.
Good morning, Boobie.
Good morning, Sharon. I want you to smile, Sharon, because we got a TV camera here and in case you end up on TV, okay?
I think I fell asleep waiting to get on, but I want to say good morning to Franco Hunt, too.
Hey, Frank.
What? You got all the pretty girls calling you Frank O'Hunt. What is this? Wait a minute. Frank is coming to the microphone.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach the microphone. Good morning.
Frank, this is Sharon Chellis.
Well, hey, Sharon Chellis, how
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning.
It is a delight to hear from you.
Thanks. And, Boobie, admittedly, I'm a Ravenel supporter, but I just wanted to call in and ask what in the world is wrong with the Post Courier?
Why? The first thing that's wrong is they're still publishing. But we'll try to take care of
that. I disagree with that. This morning's headline, Ravenel Riley losing steam. I mean, I'm beginning to wonder if they're not a branch of the Greenville News.
Well, no, I do believe they're going to lose steam because of the negative campaign on the Ravenel side. I know you're a Ravenel supporter, but you know, the race to me, the whole thing is silly when he keeps hitting the fact that his opponent is backed by Robertson. That the Christians are supporting them, and what difference does that make?
Well, I think Congressman Ravenel is basically saying that certainly Christians should participate in politics,
certainly.
But as a political movement, I think it makes people very uneasy to go to their churches and have their ministers advising them who to vote for. I think that's very unnerving.
Well, why doesn't Mr. Ravenel attack the Gay Liberation Group? They're a political party. Why doesn't he attack the NAACP? They're politically going after what they want. Don't get me wrong, Mr. Ravenel is a personal friend of mine. I love him. I was up in his office just a couple of months ago talking with him and asking him to do me a favor. but the point is, it doesn't change my attitude about, this is Christian bashing. And if you did it to the NAACP, there would be a war broke out right now.
Well, I really didn't call to address that particular aspect of it, but since you brought it up, okay. I will say to you that our opponent is being supported by the Pat Robertson movement
now, what's
out
wrong
of
with
Virginia.
That? Now, what's wrong with that? You tell me what's wrong with Pat Robertson.
Well, it's a political empire of Pat Robertson
being
run out of Virginia.
Is the Republicans a political empire?
The the Republicans are a political party that I've participated in for 15 years.
Okay.
And I just want to say, though, back to my comment about the Post Courier, Elsa McDowell, it seems to be the only one over there with any sense. She outlined in her article on Wednesday, very articulately, I might add, that what we really have not received our fair share of economic development in the Lowcountry. We desperately need to elect a Lowcountry governor. Mayor Riley, Congressman Ravenel, they're not losing steam. They're out there full steam, battling their hearts out, trying to win their party's nomination. And what do we have? Coverage that is slanted, distorted, outright biased. We not only have to put up lies from our opponents, but we have to put up with slanted reporting.
Oh, come on. That sounds like sour grapes.
Wait, let me ask you something. They go to Pickens, to a rotary there, which is in Beasley's backyard.
The fact that they would go to Pickens doesn't show too much.
They got 30 people show up at a Pickens rotary. There are Arthur Ravenel supporters there. The News and Courier only interviews two Beasley supporters and then puts it in the headlines as them now voting for Beasley instead of Ravenel.
Well,
it's slanted. Yeah. There were Ravenel supporters there. They could have interviewed them as well and made it fair and balanced.
Well, hooray for our side then.
Hey, are we having fun yet?
Yeah, goodbye, sweetheart.
Thanks
for calling.
Okay.
And that's your friend, Frank. We'll talk.
That was your friend.
We'll talk to you after this show. Now, she might have a point, but I just it's always slanted when they don't agree with you. I always felt that way. It's always true. We got Rick on the telephone. By the way, let me mention some names. Speaking of Rick, we do have a Rick coming up. Rick Tracy, remember him from 1977?
Absolutely. Worked with him. In fact, we used to switch microphones at that time, and it was one of the very popular thing to do.
Does your wife know about that?
No. Never mind.
Don't get him started.
Rick, are you on the telephone there?
Hey, I'm here.
No, go ahead, Rick.
What's going on today, Boo?
What's going on? Not this show, that's for sure.
I thought maybe you was going to run for president there for a while.
Well, I'm thinking about it. This country's been in worse trouble.
I know you're a lot younger than I am.
Thank you.
I remember Jack Gale on WTMA. Whatever happened to Jack?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We were talking about Jack before we went on the air. Jack Gale was one of the biggest personalities this town ever saw.
Until you got here.
Until I got here. Thank you very much. I was going to say that.
Okay, well, I thought I'd do it for you.
The Hound Dog Clark.
Jack Gale went from here to Charlotte.
That's right.
Is that
and then
he
from
went?
Charlotte to Pot. I don't know what happened to him after that.
George Wilson.
Well, wasn't he from Baltimore when he came to Charleston?
I don't know where he was from.
Yeah.
Florida?
Florida? I think so.
Right.
Yeah.
And you had, at that time on TMA with Jack Gale, you had the actual hound dog who came out of Buffalo, New York, George Lorenz, who has long since passed away because he was old when he began. he was. He was a hound dog, and you would get down with him, and he came in by it wasn't satellite in those days. Tape.
And they said, with the Dolly Holiday overnight show that that was here when I got here.
Dolly Holiday and the all-night show for Holiday Inns.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Boy, that's exciting.
Yeah, well, it was.
Rick, are you still there, Rick?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Wanted to have a chance to hang up on you.
No, man. I remember I went to St. Andrews High School, and I remember Jack would bring recording artists over to the school, and they, like in our programs, assembly programs, they would sing. And that's a thing of the past, I guess, that you don't see schools doing that anymore.
No, the other things are going on at school.
Yeah. Well, Michael...
But don't get me started.
That's right.
Mike Golick, you mentioned Champion?
Yes.
Well, his real last name was Olick.
Well, yeah, I think it was something like that.
And there's a Michael Olick on the police force in one of the police departments around the Lowcountry area.
Don't make me nervous.
No. Yeah.
So I was wondering if that was either his son or that he go into law enforcement.
Not the same one.
No, it's not. It's not the same one. Thank goodness for that.
That's right. The statute of limitations has not yet run out.
That's exactly right.
The Michael Champion that I knew had two left hands and he was right-handed. So, it was really dangerous.
So his mother's last name was Champion when she was singing in cabarets around town.
I did shows with his mother, Juanita Champion.
Juanita.
What a great singer! I hope she's still around. And if she's listening, I love you. And Rick, we love you too.
You take care, Bubba.
We gotta go take our medicine, and we'll be back in a minute.
We'll have more of the August 19th, 1994 Dan Moon Show with substitute host Boobie Nash and more of those WTMA All-Stars straight ahead on the History of TMA.
1, 2, 5, 4. WTMA. TMA.
The history of TMA. TMA. TMA.
The history of TMA rolls on as we continue listening to this 1994 hour of the Dan Moon Show with guest host, Boobie Nash.
Do you remember?
Well, Stuart, and you're the cat here on TMA. 6 past 12, this is Magic Mark. Hello there.
1250 TMA at 7:53 Monday night, right here with the Old Chant Bell Show. And it's nice to have you along. Gonna give you a chance to win an album. Bad Company, next hour. Right now, this is Chic, and I Want Your Love.
Hi, how you doing? 10 o'clock. Jack Lundy here, the Low Country's music leader, WTMA, Charleston.
I feel like busting loose.
Get down, John Burwell. Yeah. John Burwell, before he was an Episcopal priest.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, let me hear y'all say it. Say it. Say it, Rick.
No, I don't want to say it.
Okay, well, that does it for John.
I'll say what I will say, though.
Thank you for joining me. I appreciate your company today. Enjoy Rick, who's next on TMA.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's Friday. You know that?
It's nice. It's Friday.
On WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina, with Rick Tracy.
1250, the mighty TMA. Boy, you better slow them horses down.
Dan Stevens.
14 before 2 o'clock this afternoon. This is Dan Stevens with Robert Palmer.
Hi, I'm Mike Boss, and I just won $100 for having a TMA bumper sticker.
Big deal, Pranger.
There he is again.
I got to quit my job and become a contestant. It pays here at TMA. At 7:15, here's the Little River Band. Little River Band and Lady, I love it. Well, it's a Friday, a payday for a lot of you around here. We call it Let's Make a Deal, in the hopes that we get one.
Living it up, oh yeah.
Ellen James, Living It Up on a Friday night. I love that song. If you missed President Carter's talk last night on television, it was quite a long talk.
This is classic.
Luckily for you, I have had watched it, took notes, and I have condensed it so that you know basically what he said last night. So here it is, the President Carter talk last night on television, condensed by yours truly, Big Boom, so you know what went on. Howdy, folks. This is President Carter. We have an energy crisis.
And energy.
Now I'm going to give it to you straight from the shoulder. I don't know what to do about it. Thank you for joining me, and good night.
All of this is just a small part of the WTMA story.
WTMA, WTMA-FM, Charleston.
Yeah, WTMA. Well, that's some of the things we got away with.
That was what I was talking about when the microphone's going back and forth. When I was doing that with Rick Tracy, we used to at that time we kept the music flowing. It was important, you know, more music, no talk, more music. You know, now it's talk, no music. But we kept it flowing and we back and forth. That's what I was talking about.
This is the real Boobie Nash. There are some fake boobs out there, but I don't want to discuss it. We have with us Keith Nichols. We have John Burwell. We have Terry Allen. We have Franco Hunt from Channel 4. Who else? Did I miss somebody? No.
Madeline.
I'm going to mention Madeline because Madeline is still in the business. See, you don't talk about people who are still in the business because they get. But Madeline is producing the show this morning and directing it and making sure that we stay almost
the FCC
straight.
Is,
yeah. Madeline was not the first female in Charleston. She missed it by one. Was a girl by the name of Casey, you said. Come here, Frank. Right. You know more about this.
Casey.
You know about all the girls.
I don't remember Casey's real name, but Casey did the disc jockey show on WQSN, which was Top Gun Radio, 1450 back in those days. And Doug Clements, in fact, was the general manager.
Is that right?
And a guy by the name of Dave Lloyd was our program director.
Yeah, Dave worked here.
Dave worked at TMA.
We played with Dave.
Worked at TMA back when TMA was in the Dock Street Theater. Remember those days?
He also came back and worked in 78.
Yes, he did.
For about 6 months, and then he went over to WCSC.
Yeah.
Right.
Then he went to Atlanta.
The important thing is that Madeline Kelly is the only one who stayed.
We knew her before she had a last name, though. She was just plain Madeline.
Just plain Madeline.
Yeah.
But you really broke the barrier for females on the radio in Charleston.
I still have a picture of you and me on a white Rolls Royce when you...
I do.
Came
I have that,
to
too.
...came over to the station I worked at, the competition.
Yes, I know that. We posed for that, and my wife has that hanging. She has it hanging. No, come on. I'm still in love. I've been in love with the same woman for 23 years, and I'm still in love with that same woman.
Does she know? Does Ray know about that?
If my wife ever finds out, I'm in serious trouble. Yeah, that's the old line. We have people on the telephone we've got to get to. I hope it's politics, because I know so much about politics.
Aww.
No, I don't know anything.
Please.
Bill?
Are you there? Listen, guys, I always wanted to be a disc jockey, too, but you never let me back in the 60s. You said you just didn't have the talent, Bill, so, you know, I became
Bill Sharp.
Bill.
You know how I know that's Bill Sharp?
Hey,
he's
guys.
The only Bill we told that didn't have talent. Yes.
That's a lot, you know?
And working with him every night, I can tell you it's still true.
Keith, watch that, buddy. It's great to hear you guys, Keith and John and my good friend Terry. How are you, Terry?
Come in here, Terry.
Is Terry around?
Terry wants to...
I am right here.
We're wheeling him up to the microphone now.
Well, he's kind of old, and I understand it takes a while to do that.
I'm the oldest.
Terry, you doing okay?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Good, good. Listen, I got to tell you, Franco Hunt. Frank, are you there?
Frank, let's wheel Frank in here.
Booby, Frank taught me everything I know about broadcasting.
It took 20 minutes.
It took about 20 seconds. You know, fellas, we're joking, but back in the 60s and 70s, WTMA was a real spawning ground for talent, and then there were all of us, too.
Listen, I only have one important question, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Who dialed the phone for you?
Mother did. She's in the other room. And I told you that, you, speaking of institutions, you guys are institutions. You ought to be in an institution the way you're acting today. Booby, let me tell you what you taught me.
Okay.
I remember one time you were a jock and I was a young fledgling newsman at WTMA back in the late 60s, early 70s. And Franco, by the way, gave me my first job. Frank, thanks a lot.
Frank, you gave him his first job.
We want to thank you for that,
you know,
Frank.
I tell you,
thanks an awful lot, Frank.
I've been trying to back away from that for about 20 years.
I know you have, Frank. And you still haven't been able to. But I went up to Booby one day and I said, you know, Booby's not the tallest guy in the world. And I said, hey, big guy. And you said...
No, I didn't say
Come
that.
Come on, Booby. I said, hey, big guy. And you said...
You've been peeking again, haven't you?
There you go. That's what you said. And I want you to know, Booby, I haven't forgotten. Listen, guys, I'm going to let you go. Have a great time. I'm really enjoying listening to you, and take care.
Thanks, Bill. And I'll explain that joke to Terry Allen after we get off the air.
He's
still standing in a corner going, wow, wow, wow.
Booby, take care. We love you.
We love you, too, Bill. Thank you. Bill Sharp of Channel 5. Nice of you to call. We haven't mentioned everybody's name. If we mentioned everybody's name, who came through here at TMA and didn't last, we'd be here all day. All right, who else we got on the telephone? Randy. Randy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, this is Randy from Pet Emporium.
Yes, Pet. Yes. You animal,
also,
you.
I am also Doug Clements' daughter.
Oh. Is that right?
Yes.
I met you.
Yes, and I know Booby Nash from when I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
Well, Booby Nash is still knee-high to a grasshopper, so you...
Yeah, I think I might have outgrown him by now.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Terrific. We're all doing good.
I think this is great that you guys are doing this nostalgia thing. It means a lot to me, knowing that my dad's not around anymore. And knowing that you guys are still there, doing your thing.
We thought he was great, man.
And I'll tell you, Randy, we still talk about him, still remember him, because he meant a lot to us individually and collectively.
Let me tell you something about the radio group at TMA. As competitive as we were and as we switched around to different radio stations, Doug Clement taught us, the group that was there during the heyday when Doug was here, he taught us how to live as a family instead of a radio station. He invited all the guys over to play poker, and then he cheated and took our money after payday.
Yeah, because I used to bring sandwiches up to him all the time.
That's right. But he did. After hours, us guys stayed together. We really did.
And again, the statute of limitations is not right.
That's right. We appreciate you calling, Randy.
Thank you very much. And I want to tell Booby that I still even have from... years and years and years ago, his new improved booby cup.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Randy. Those new improved ones lasted, didn't they? Yeah.
Yep, I still have it. It still works.
Mine leaks.
Well, you leaked too, so all right. We're even. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Randy.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wait a minute. She's gone.
She's gone.
I just wanted to say that Doug gave me my first job in Charleston back in 65.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad we have somebody to blame now.
All
right. We have a guy on the telephone I haven't talked to in years, and I don't know if you all know him or not, or he's touched your life. If he has, there's doctors for that. It's Stormy Clark. Stormy.
How you doing, Boo?
I'm doing fine.
It's been a long while.
Are you still in the music business?
I'm still playing music. I just got back from Maine. I've been
playing a little bit up north.
Yeah. Stormy, during the heyday of TMA, what did we do for you?
Man, I tell you what, you did a few, I don't know, good advertising for me whenever I was playing around, and everybody always knew where I was playing at.
You guys remember Stormy Clark?
Yeah.
He was a short little guy.
Yeah. I had hair back then.
Yeah.
Most of us did.
I still do, but it's in the shoebox now.
Yeah. Very good. Stormy, do you go by Stormy Clark? Is that the name
of
the group?
Stormy Clark and the Hurricanes.
And the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
What kind of music you playing now?
Well, we're doing a variety. Everything from country to some beach music, some rock and roll, 50s, stuff like that.
What do you think about the music today?
Well, there's good and bad in all of it.
Boy, is he a non-committal guy or what? We're not going to get no arguments here. I guess it takes Dan Moon's personality to bring out the worst of people.
But I thought I'd call in and say hi. I haven't talked to any of you guys in a while.
That's right. Well, you don't owe us money, so you'd never hear from us. Stormy, thanks for calling.
Yeah, sure enough, Boo.
Keep your. By the way, how old are you now, Stormy?
I am 35.
35. And you were a teenager when we were...
I was in high school.
Yeah, okay. Well, did you graduate? Goodbye, Stormy.
See you later, guys.
None of the people who listen to TMA ever graduated. Who do we got? We got Ann on the telephone. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I've been warned not to get heavy. I just sort of turned the knob on the radio and got you. I didn't realize you were doing this kind of show.
Well, that's okay. We can do anything you want. What do you want to do?
Nothing special. I enjoyed TMA, too, as a teenager. I thought I'd throw that in. But I didn't realize the kind of show you were having.
Okay.
The lady who was...
What kind of show are we having here?
I'm not sure. Madeline wanted to be sure that I got right in line with whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, the lady who called in and said something about Ravenel's position and whatever.
Yeah.
Are you the guy I remember reading about who's a minister? Are you Booby, the guy who's a minister?
I'm Booby the minister, yes.
Oh, okay.
Would you really go listen to someone preach whose name is Booby? But they do.
I've been enjoying your humor. It's been very enjoyable today.
Oh, thank you.
But you seemed not to take the lady who called you seriously. I guess that's the kind of show it is. And she was saying, and you were saying, why not the Christian support for Ravenel? I mean, for your Ravenel's opponent. And I guess he's not likely to run into the kinds of people you're talking about, the livers and whatever. He's running in the Republican primary, so he's addressing those issues that are most consistent with the kinds of people you find in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to find any liberals and that kind of stuff, so that's what he's addressing. He's going to find so-called right-wing Christians, and I think he's trying to find, obviously, the more moderate
Who Mr. Ravenel is.
Mr. Ravenel.
Okay, can you tell me something? What is
probably
a right? What is a right-wing Christian?
Well,
what is that?
Okay, you know.
Do you know where that name came from?
I generally associate the kinds of people such as Pat Robertson and Falwell and that kind of people in the right wing. Mm. And I'm assuming those are the kinds of people to whom Mr. Ravenel is alluding. I'm by the way, not a Republican at all. So, but I was just wondering why is that so difficult to understand? I mean, I think that Ravenel's obviously trying to cater to the moderate and the middle of the road Republican, if there are any of them left.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I think the fact that you're a minister may have something to do with your position on this.
It has to do with this, Ann, and then we're going to move on. But it has to do with this, that the issue is I'm a voter.
Right.
Not the issue of whether I'm a Christian, and
right.
and whether I if everyone who agrees with what Pat Robertson agrees does not put them in Pat Robertson's camp, but most Christians are in unity and in the same agreement with what we want, which is morality back in our government, and I do not follow Pat Robertson. I'm an individual, but if I agree with a certain person, you try to put us in a camp, and there is no such thing as a Christian right. There's only such thing as a Christian, and goodbye now.
Yeah. There we go.
And we're going to move on from there because they want to mush the issue by giving names to groups, and there's no such thing. Okay, now we're going to take a break and have some commercials, and so we can pay for this thing and be right back.
More from the August 19th, 1994 Dan Moon Show with Booby Nash and the TMA All Stars in just moments on the history of TMA.
For more about WTMA's past, surf to WTMAMemories.com for recordings, interviews, pictures, and more. That's WTMAMemories.com.
WTMA Tiger Radio.
The History of TMA.
This is John Quincy welcoming you back to the History of TMA. as we dial in to August 19th, 1994. It was 5 years after WTMA's very successful switch to news and talk. Dan Moon, the regular morning host, was on vacation that week, but former WTMA Top 40 radio personality Booby Nash was doing a wonderful job sitting in.
You're hearing things.
You're hearing things.
On WTMA Tiger Radio.
Hi, this is Phyllis Diller. You know, Boob, the big Boob, the one and only big Booby, is a big friend of mine.
All right, knock it off. See, and somebody asked me already this morning when we were getting that thing set up, is that really Phyllis Diller? Come on, would I lie? I'm a minister here. Come on, yeah. Getting back to nonsense, let's go to Keith Nichols and find out what the weather is.
Yeah.
By the way, what is the weather going to be today? Well, we got beats you. We'll be glad to do that. What? I wanted to mention some names here. Ray Campbell was one. I don't know how many of you remember him. Ray has passed since, but he was a news director here for quite a few years, being this
late
is a news station, and we loved him. He was a rascal. You know, it took hours to get him in a good mood, but it would work. Around he'd come in and do the morning shift, and by noontime, when they said your shift is over, he'd say, get in a good mood and go home.
After he had about 43 cups of coffee, you got in the bed.
That's right. We got Marina on the telephone. Marina, are you there, sweetheart?
Hello? How are you?
I'm terrific. I really am.
I heard you say you were. I wasn't clear if you said you were from Buffalo or you had just been in Buffalo prior to coming here.
No, I'm from Buffalo originally.
Well, so am I, and I'm right around your age, so I have real good memories of George Lorenz.
George Lorenz.
He was a wonderful guy.
Yeah, he was. So you know who George Lorenz was? He was the hound dog who was on here for years by tape, but he was the early Wolfman Jack. Wolfman Jack actually got his shtick, as we call it, his idea from George Lorenz, who came out of Buffalo.
That's right.
George was handicapped. He was a cripple. He was not a beautiful man. He had a very, he bearded his face because he had sort of a Abraham Lincoln type face, very hard looking. But what a heart he had. He gave everybody a chance to, he played all the black versions of the white hits, if you remember right. Yeah.
And parents didn't want us to listen then.
Yeah,
because they wanted us to listen to Patti Page and all those people.
We remember that well.
My first husband was from Maine, and he said that WKBW at that time was the big station in Buffalo and had a tremendous outreach. And he said he used to milk the cows in the barn in Maine and listen to Buffalo radio.
I hope he got a life. I worked for WNIA in Buffalo, which was a smaller little radio station against WKBW, and WKBW used to always mention that they were heard all the way down to Florida. And I used to come on the air and say, well, this isn't WKBW. WKBW you can listen to all the way down to Florida, but why would you want to? You know?
That's right.
I didn't last long in Buffalo either. Thanks for calling.
Good
nice talking with you. Charlie Darwin, you there?
Yeah, how you, Booby?
Hi.
I owned the old skate land on King Street for 20 years, from the 50s to the 70s, and I remember we broadcast direct from Skating Rink on Friday and Saturday night with Bobby D and Doug Randall. Doug Randall, he went by, and old George Wilson was the program director those days.
Uh-huh.
And I just hearing you talk, whatever happened to George and Bobby D?
I don't know what happened to them. I really don't. In those days, there were so many people coming through that, and I don't know if they were local fellows or not, you know, that, but while I got you on the telephone, Charlie, we were just talking with some people downtown. You know what's needed downtown? You know what they're thinking about doing, Charlie?
What's that?
They're thinking about opening up a skating rink
downtown.
Well, believe it or not, one of the ministries down there, one of the churches is thinking about opening up and I remembered, I didn't remember you, please forgive me for that, but I did remember the skating rink, Skateland downtown. I sure did.
Yeah, on King Street.
Yeah.
Hey, well, now it's used for Port City Paper Company. Wow.
Yeah.
Why
did you close, Charlie?
In fact, I sold Doug a house out in Grayton on the Ashley. You know, him and his wife was a school teacher. Billy Joe, I believe, was her name.
Yeah.
I heard his daughter earlier coming from the bank. I just happened to turn the radio.
Yeah, Randy was
heard his daughter on there.
Yeah. Well,
I just often wonder what happened to old Bobby and George. I think George went to the Big Ape back in those days down in Jackson.
WAPE, right.
Yeah,
it might have.
Of course, the almighty. We broadcast every Friday and Saturday night from Skateland. Of course, you know, years ago, the first rink in Charleston was downtown on King Street, upstairs there.
The what now?
The first skating rink in Charleston, South Carolina, was down on King Street, downtown, just before you get to the Omni, and same block on the left, upstairs. It was skating rink.
I remember that. Those were the days it was safe to go down there.
Yeah, all right.
Well, thanks for calling, Charlie. I just thought I'd cause a little trouble there. I'm only kidding. Keith Nichols is giving me a look there.
Well, you've always done that, so it's not big. Okay. We're used to it.
All right. John Burwell is here. If you have a question for John, he's out in Sullivan's Island today.
They're not going to remember my name. I can guarantee you that. The voice you might remember, but, you know, I would have always people say, didn't you used to be on the radio? And I'd say, well, yeah, I used to be on the radio. Well, and what was your name? John Burwell. No, that's not it.
Well, it is it. Let's listen to John from back in 1977.
Another full hour.
That's Keith
of
Nichols.
Music with John Burwell.
That's Keith
Nichols. WTMA. Charleston.
WTMA Cannibal. All right. Six. And all I want to do is celebrate. Here's Rare Earth at TMA. What would you say if I said I had run out of record?
I don't believe it.
Neither do I.
Don't touch me. Hey, Ray.
This doesn't have the contest on it, does it, John?
No.
WTMA with John Burwell at 15 till 3. Register now for the second swimming class section with a Greater YWCA. For more details, dial this number, 723-0641.
WTMA!
Hey, guys, what time
it's
is it?
Summertime.
I know that, but I mean, what?
Summertime.
I love the music on that thing.
You can run that up just a second. Then one more cut.
I know it's la 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 means I love you. And no means
you keep asking yourself.
WTMA with Burwell.
Now, right. John, okay. we do have a question. Now, this is an interview program, so I'm going to interview you.
Okay.
How do you go from that to an Episcopal minister at your church on Solomon's Island? How did that transfer happen there, really?
Well, people used to call me up on the radio and say, John, I want to be a disc jockey when I grow up. And I used to say, well, you can't do both. And so eventually it just came. I got active in my church, and the more active I got, the happier I was doing church work and being an Episcopalian. And the next thing you know, as the funny thing is, one morning during church service, I heard the call, as it said. You know, I heard the call and entered full-time ministry, and I've never been happier in my life.
There was a guy in Buffalo, New York. His name was Ted Hackett. I was still just starting in radio, and I heard him on WKBW of all places, and he said goodbye to his audience. He was going to leave in the next 2 weeks, and he had to quit smoking because he was becoming a Methodist minister. And so he had to quit smoking, so he said, you have to excuse me if I'm talking funny. I'm sucking on all these things to take it, and the rubber bands, you could hear them going bing, bing, bing in the background, because he had to quit to become a Methodist minister. And I as I look back to that, I say, boy, that was hard. Today, you don't have to quit nothing to be a minister. You can be just as messed up as I am. Let's see, we got Joey on the telephone. Joey.
Yeah.
How you doing, Joey?
Doing fine. How y'all doing?
Good.
I got a question. I was watching C-SPAN Tuesday night, I think it was, and they had Jesse Jackson on there speaking to the Rainbow Coalition.
Uh-huh.
Now, he was stating what they needed to do was to go out to the churches and the rural areas to push for universal health care.
Yeah.
Now, what I'd like to know is what is the difference in what they are doing in the Rainbow Coalition and the Christian Coalition?
Oh, there is no difference. You know what the argument is? You know, it's fear. It's fear. That a group of people might begin to turn the tide in this country. A group of people. I don't happen to belong to that group, except to the fact that I'm a Christian. But they're afraid. It's just fear, because people have power. People are starting to take back the government. That will cause any politician fear. And they need to know that we know what it is. You got to put a label on it. It's fear. A group of people are about to take back their government. I think it's wonderful. Okay?
Okay, that's all I wanted.
Well, Joey, I think that's a good question. I'm glad you brought that up. And I'll tell you what, whenever I start to get serious, they give me the thing, take a break.
Time to go to the break.
We're okay. Taking a break. We'll be back.
There's more with Booby Nash and more voices from WTMA's past as we continue with this August 1994 rebroadcast on the history of TMA, next.
This is WTMA, Tiger Radio, where you're hearing things.
The history of TMA continues as we go back one more time to this August 1994 broadcast of the Dan Moon Show. Even though Dan wasn't there, here's more with Booby Nash.
Another full hour of music.
I did all of that stuff,
Aaron
didn't I?
London.
That was, I forgot.
WTMA. Charleston.
Good afternoon, Charleston. It's 6 o'clock with Rare Earth. Welcome to WTMA, a little bit of that Georgia sunshine music from the Allman Brothers Band. And don't you know I was born a rambling man? It's 5:49, Gary London on the mighty TMA, and I'm going to give you a chance right now to stick it and win a crisp green $10 bill. Ooh. If you have a TMA bumper sticker with the number
of
15, that's number 1815. You have 5 minutes from right now in which to call me at 556-5851 to claim your $10 cash prize.
Well, that's Gary London, and he, I understand, is somewhere in the building.
Sunny 100
works at night. Well, I'm glad he found a.
It's amazing.
We hope he finds a daytime job, Sonny.
I needed to tell you the, you know, another full hour. That's Keith. That's Keith.
Keith Nichols.
Keith did all of
it. You can watch Mess Up the Weather on Channel 5 every morning.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, they pay me the same thing. Right?
I don't know who this person is on the telephone, so I got to do this first.
Okay.
Because so you don't think that I'm cheating. But I have another Arby's combo meal for four to give away at a video rental at National Home Video. So whoever this person is, it just says that it's a voice from your past. Whoever they are has just won Arby's combo meal for four. Gee, I hope it's my wife calling. And a video rental at National Home Video. Who are you, voice from my past?
The voice from your past. Well, the mighty TMA.
I know
pageant,
who you are. Yeah. You're
going
to
church and launching a new career.
You're that gorgeous, good-looking creature that opened up Stitches and Britches years ago out there on Reynolds Avenue. You are Sonya Perlman. Yes,
how's the old group?
See, remember I told you I was in love with that same person? There she is, right there on my telephone. Sonya, you haven't lost it. The telephone is steaming. There's steam coming from
it. Steaming. Well, obviously I have lost it, Booby. You just haven't seen me in a long time.
Sonya Perlman is probably a name that's probably familiar with a lot of listeners, but not because she was on the radio and that. But Sonya, you were into everything.
Just about, Booby.
Sonya, I used to make commercials for you. This is John Burwell.
John,
I used to make commercials for you.
How can I miss the voice, John? I was so excited to hear all you guys on the radio. I couldn't believe it. And I said, wait a minute, we're missing something. Me.
Yes. one of the promotions we did real quickly was that I had to go down and do reports as you brought up your houseboat from down in Fort Lauderdale.
That's right.
And I remember leaving Fort Lauderdale, and then the next thing I remember is we were flying into Charleston. I don't know what happened to the boat, but
guess what? I don't even remember flying back to Charleston.
Boy, we partied, didn't we? Sonya, I've got someone else on the line. I only got about a minute, but I love you, darling, and I appreciate you calling.
And I love you too, Booby, and John, and Franco, and who else is there? Gary London, just tell everybody hi for me.
Wait a minute, Sonya, who's going to be our next governor?
Our next governor? I don't get into politics.
Thank you, dude. Goodbye. We love you. Byron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, Byron, what can I do for you?
I don't know if you remember me. I used to work at Dosher's, and you gave me $100 one time.
I don't remember that, but are you calling to give it back?
This is Byron Edward, and Byron. I just won $100 on the WTMA Money Match Game.
That's
is that right?
No, it's bumper sticker.
Bumper sticker, yeah.
We did so much of that stuff.
Yeah, and you worked at Dosher's. Dosher's, there's no Dosher's stores anymore, is
there?
No.
It's closed.
Did you get another job, Byron?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're proud of you. Thanks for calling. Whenever you're through with the 100, I'd appreciate it back. All right. Well,
called Doshers, listen, remember?
somebody ought to call Dan Moon and tell him to stay on vacation. This is like too much fun.
This has been fun.
We've got to start wrapping it up. I don't think there's anybody else on the telephone, or if you are, hang up, because we're tired of listening to you. Hey, 30 seconds we got. So before I go, I want to thank Bruce Roberts, our engineer, for putting the show together as far as the past. Madeline Kelly for directing and engineering
and producing.
And Keith Nichols, just for standing there being ugly. John Burwell, of course, Terry Allen, who does everything on a part-time basis and has already left here. He's left already. And, of course, Franco Hunt, Bill Sharp, and all the rest that just showed up. Thank you an awful lot. This is Booby Nash saying, have a nice day. Dan Moon is back on Monday.
The preceding program is property of this station. Rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written permission of the station is prohibited. Not to mention pretty stupid. WTMA.
We hope you've enjoyed this hour of WTMA's Dan Moon Show with guest host Booby Nash from August of 1994. I'm John Quincy, and if you'd like to find out more about WTMA's legacy, go to WTMAmemories.com. There you'll be able to download rare audio broadcasts like this one, check out photos of WTMA personalities from the past, read some interesting stories, and lots more. That's WTMAmemories.com. And keep it right here on the radio station that continues to make history, as well as report it. 1250 WTMA.